Every winter, thousands of California gray whales migrate to their breeding and birthing grounds in three Baja lagoons. Maybe you've seen a spout or an occasional tail off the coast. There is one place, Laguna San Ignacio, about halfway down Mexico's Baja Peninsula, where you can have close whale encounters unlike any other.
It's been designated a World Heritage Site by UNESCO. It's a biosphere reserve, it's a whale sanctuary, and it's a migratory bird sanctuary.
And it's full of hundreds of gray whales, many of them friendly, says Joel Reynolds, Western Director of the Natural Resources Defense Council.
It isn't just a matter of watching the whales. Mothers with their calves actually approach the boats. These are 45-foot-long, 40-ton wild animals with their babies. And they're curious about humans. They are interested in interacting.
Oh, my God.
Hi, whale.
The whales swim alongside the 20-foot boat. You can pet them, kiss them, even put your hand in a baby whale's mouth and stroke the baleen.
Hi.
She opened a little bit.
The whales shower you with fishy-smelling exhales and breach all around.
It's pretty insane to be able to see these giant animals right up close. They are literally bigger than the boat, and it's terrifying to be out there, but they don't do anything. They don't crush the boat. They let us touch them and kiss them. Very special.
16-year-old Ellie Reynolds has been coming here ever since the NRDC stopped Mitsubishi from building a massive industrial salt works on this lagoon. So has Angie Mulder, whose company, Baja Discovery, sets up a rustic desert camp every February and March to let 24 visitors at a time have this extraordinary wildlife experience.
The fact that you can just sit back and watch kind of those ancient, unbroken rhythms of this magical place and know that the whales have been coming here for so many hundreds of years, and just to be a part of that is incredibly special.
In Baja, California, Sur, Mexico, Doug Sovereign, KCBS.